Coach Carter here with the Motivation Movement, and today I want to talk a little bit about nutrition and just kind of mindset when you're looking at nutrition. Now, when we're talking about food, it is a very, very emotional, and it's close. It's the elephant in the room. Nobody really wants to talk about it. Now, from an early age, we have had ourselves ingrained with this belief that food is used to reward and to celebrate and used as comfort, and we gather around it. Like everything, if you really stop and think about it, you know, birthdays are typically based around barbecuing and eating and cake. Thanksgiving, food. Christmas dinner is a tradition. Even we're talking Halloween is based around candy and receiving treats and sweets. It's an opportunity to satisfy that sweet tooth. When we get married at the reception, we celebrate and gather around food. The Super Bowl, it's all about the spread, the barbecue, the food that you have there. Man, funerals, people pass away. What do? They get together and they eat in remembrance of those people. And so if everything in the world is telling us that we celebrate, we memorialize, we gather, it's all around food, then from an early age, we have this built-in belief system, which is faulty, that food is comfort, that food is, it's a part of celebrating. You feel good, you eat. You feel bad, you eat. You're sad, you eat. You're happy, you eat. You're on a meal plan and you do really well. What do you want after doing good for X amount of days? Is you want a cheat meal or a cheat day where you essentially celebrate your discipline and your dedication to getting somewhere with food? And what I want to encourage you guys to do is to look at food not as a reward, not as something made to comfort, but as fuel. You know, believe it or not, if you're exercising and working out, then you are an athlete. And an athlete on the professional level, the Olympic scale, they use food as fuel. So everything that they do, everything that they eat is based on improving their performance. And if we take that mindset of, hey, food is used to fuel our activity, then we can start to separate our emotions and our close ties and our thoughts and the comfort that we associate with food. Now, when you're an athlete and you're training for performance, the cool part about it, in my opinion, is that it allows for a little more leniency in your nutrition. And when you have a healthy relationship with food, it's no longer a good or a bad food. Or, you know, it's a better and a best. It's not so much of restriction. I can't have these because of this, but it's, I'll have some of this here and there. And I've adopted that lifestyle of, I consider myself an athlete and I train like an athlete. I work out once or twice a day. When I do, it's typically high intensity or heavy. I'm training. And I would encourage you guys to not just exercise, but to train. You're an athlete. And if you don't have anything to train for, then get something to train for. You know, a 5K, a CrossFit competition, maybe a triathlon, a swim, maybe a mud run, a dirty dash, something that you know, will motivate you and inspire you and will help you to, stay focused, something to train for. And as that event comes and goes, you sign up for something else. But again, having something on the calendar is a great way to stay disciplined and stay dedicated to your cause. It's almost like you have something to train for. And so when you're training, you know, it's no longer this is good, this is bad. It's like, okay, if I want to exercise, I know, or if I want to train like an athlete, then I can't fuel my body with Skittles, okay, unless you're Marshawn Lynch and you go beast mode, then you can have a little bit of Skittles in between your touchdowns. But if you're truly trying to change your body and you're training like an athlete, the foods that you eat are only going to they're going to do one of two things. They're going to make you feel good or they're going to make you feel like crap. And so if you feel like crap, it's going to affect your training. It's going to affect how you approach the day. It's going to affect your recovery process, your sleep. It's just kind of like a butterfly effect. Is the bad food decisions, they leak into every other aspect of your life. Now, when you're eating good, you perform better, you recover better, you sleep better. It's all positive. It's positive. And so rather than looking at food, again, as comfort or a reward, you look at food as fuel. How will this fuel my workout? How will this fuel my goals? And, you know, the cool part about it is that when you start looking at food that way, then you can start looking at things like nutrient timing and when your body can utilize high glycemic foods like sugars and, you know, candies and things like that, or sweets, if that's what it is, or chips, or whatever your little, your sinful indulgence is, there is a place for it in your diet. It doesn't have to be, exclusive. You know, it doesn't have to be a diet where you're having to avoid all kinds of food, unless of course you have an allergy to it, or it doesn't sit right with your body chemistry, then those are things that you should probably get rid of. You should probably avoid. But if it's just like, hey, it tastes great, but it doesn't really, you know, help my cause, then you find a place for it to fit in so that you can have that occasionally, and that it doesn't affect your performance or your training. Food is it's a touchy subject, you guys. I get it. And it's probably the hardest thing. I feel like people have a much easier time getting to the gym and working out than they do with their nutrition. And I attribute a lot of that to the fact that, you know, for that hour, you're supervised. Like, I'm there, I'm watching you, I'm pushing you, I'm encouraging you, and you guys are getting through workouts. Like, that's the great part. But once you leave, you're on your own. And so you're kind of at the will of, hey, did you prepare for today? Or, hey, what kind of obligations do I have to go to? Is there office parties? Are there birthday parties? You know, where am I going to end up? What are the things that I'm doing? And if you haven't prepared, if you're not ready for those things, then you're more likely to stray towards the foods that will hinder your performance rather than improve your performance. And those are gas station foods. Those are, you know, you're going out to eat and everybody's ordering something that, you know, looks a little better. And so you fall into peer pressure and do the same thing. And that's a whole nother topic, is, you know, eating out, when we're eating out, because I get that life is going to require that. There's times where you have to eat out, and I'm not one to bring my Tupperware or my pre-made meal with me to a restaurant. Like, I've seen it done and I don't frown upon it, but that's just not me. I'm not that dedicated to the cause because of the way I train and my goals. And so being aware of the things that are good choices and good decisions, you can eat anywhere. You can eat at a fast food restaurant. And now, again, it's not good or bad food. Okay, is it processed? Sure. Is there all kinds of, yeah, there's all kinds of additives and crap. But if I'm faced with a decision to go to, let's just say, McDonald's, I can just say, screw it, I'm at McDonald's, and eat a Big Mac, a large fry, and drink a soda. Or I can maybe shoot for the chicken breast salad with no dressing and a large ice water. Yeah, I mean, anywhere you go, there's optimal menu items, things that are better than others. There's better choices out there. And it's not always a damn salad or just rice and chicken breast. So you have to be creative. And it has to, again, line up with your nutrition, your training program, your goals, and your performance. And so food is the most difficult thing that I feel people struggle with. Because it's, like I said, it's breaking that tie, that emotional tie, you know, and telling yourself, you know, no, when the food that is drawing you or seems appealing, is calling you. It's just, you have to have some self-discipline. You have to have your goals set up. You have to have an idea of what you want. And if what you're eating doesn't support that, you got to let it go. Because it's a choice and it's a mindset. But it starts with realizing, you know, your patterns. And what I would encourage people to do is to keep a food journal and do it for a couple of weeks, you know, 2-3 weeks of just, hey, this is what I eat, this is what time, and this is how it makes me feel at the end of the day. Once you can put things down on paper and once you can kind of see trends, you're able to extrapolate data. You're able to step back and it's like a snapshot and go, okay, man, when I eat this, I feel this way. When I don't eat this, this is how I feel. You know, and you can also find out trends of like, I felt really good this day. And this day I ate these foods and I ate this often. And when you find something that works and feels good, you do more of that. When we're training for performance, what happens is typically your body transforms itself just because it's doing the things that it needs. Now, when we're solely focusing on aesthetics or how we look, then I feel like we kind of dip into the realm of eating disorders and people start getting obsessive compulsive, you know, not taking care of themselves, cutting corners, not eating, doing way too much cardio. So when what I want to encourage you guys to do is don't look at nutrition as I'm trying to change my body. Okay, we switch that mindset from the aesthetic view to the performance view. Is I want to change how I perform. Because if you perform at a higher level, what's going to happen to your body? Like, it's going to change. It's going to adapt. You're going to get faster. You're going to get bigger. You're going to get stronger. You're going to lose weight in the places you want to lose weight. And you're going to gain inches in the places you want to gain inches. So, again, I guess wrapping this up so that I'm not being too long-winded, it would be, when it comes to nutrition, separate your emotions from it. Look at food as fuel. And I want you guys to keep a food log, a food journal of the things that you eat for a couple of weeks. And I want you to take that information and I want you to analyze it. And if you need help, get a hold of me. I'll help you analyze it. Okay, I will help you figure out you know, the trends and the things that you are doing well and the things that you can improve on. But it's also a lifelong journey. This isn't something that you just get overnight. And there's going to be days and times where things work and they don't work on other days. But it's really an experiment. You're experimenting with yourself, what foods work, what foods don't. And I want you guys, lastly, to focus on performance. Your body will change based on the stimulus and the food that you're feeding it. So don't train to look a certain way, train to perform a certain way. And you guys are gonna see a lot more success. I hope this message is a blessing. I hope it's encouraging. I hope it gives you some things to think about and just a little bit of, you know, little insight. If you guys are interested in any other topics, make sure you comment, shoot me a message, let me know. You can leave comments in the podcast area and that gets to me and I can use any of your feedback or ideas in my next talk, you guys. So get after it today. Have a great day and keep grinding.